Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Paul Goff Audio Experience. In today's episode, we revisit Paul's trip to Cleveland to see Dan Kennedy as they explain the importance of identifying your target audience, repelling those who don't fit your market, and communicating effectively to grow your business. If you are avoiding to market, you will be at a significant financial disadvantage. So keep listening to learn how to stand out in a crowded market and take your business to the next level. Don't forget to go to paulgoff.com/Dan. That's paulgoff.com/Dan to book your seat to see Paul and Dan in person in Cleveland on July 8th and 9th. Enjoy the episode.
You can't have business security if you aren't your market maker. Okay? And the less that's true, the less security you have.
Everything you've said, I've been writing down some things. Second-class citizen, how to avoid being one in healthcare, affluent, as in those are the folks that are going to say, I don't want to be part of this big conglomerate, if you like, everybody brought together, one size fits all system. And then the difference between the independent and successful, or the kind of bought up and out, stuck working every hour God sends to try and keep up with Medicare or Pfizer or whoever's latest setback, cutback, whatever you want to call it. All of those three things, even the story with Hulk Hogan, the WWF, whether it's the star in the mall at Christmas, everything has one differentiator, which is marketing.
Yeah, absolutely.
The ability to market.
Absolutely. And if you are either marketing averse or marketing inept, then you are at a huge financial disadvantage. Yeah. See, when people, and again, I've worked with the professionals for, not exclusively, but a lot for a long time. And when you go to school and you spend however many years in school you spend, in order to get this technical or clinical skill set, it is understandable that you think that's the Holy Grail, right? And of course, you were sold that when you picked a career and went to school for it too. So professionals think that that's the Holy Grail. And if I'm doing something meaningful and important with a high level of clinical or technical skill, that ought to be enough, right? If I'm healing the sick and they can throw away their walkers and play the piano again, and right, that ought to be enough, right? And there was a day when it was, but it was right around 1940, where mostly there was one barber, yeah, one family doctor, one hardware store, one whatever. And if you hung up the sign, you won, right? And right around 1950 to 1955, that started to change dramatically, right? And of course, now it is not true at all. We have no need hardly anywhere for another anything. You know, they've used up all the places to open a Starbucks. So they're now opening Starbucks in the restrooms of Starbucks. That's, you know, that's what they're down to. So like, we don't need another coffee shop. So you can't be just another alternative, right? In any field. And the argument that you're clinically better than the other guy is not good enough because nobody could tell, at least until they've had 16 treatments, right? Because there's no consumer split test, right? I can't come to you on Tuesday and go to him on Thursday and evaluate, right? So those claims are just the ante to be in the game, okay? And the clinical and the technical is just the ante to be in the game, right? Then it's the ability to do all of the things that we kind of lump under the umbrella of marketing, right? It's the ability to figure out who you want to be for, who you want to attract. And the worst answer in the world is anybody and everybody. So what is my, you know, service orientation? Who is my consumer? Who is my avatar? Who do I want to be here, right? Like I teach people to figure out a five list all the time of the five things in this case that would be true about a patient for your practice that would make them a slam dunk.
Yeah.
If somebody had three of those five and they come in the door and they get a presentation from you, they're a slam dunk, they're in. And then you got to go after people that match up with that hand, right? And you got to deliberately repel a bunch of people that don't match up with that hand. They may be fine if somebody else is patient, but they don't fit you.
Yeah.
And they're just going to clog up your system and raise your overhead and cause you staff problems and all of that. So that has to be done. Then you got to make sure you've made yourself a true match to that market in every congruent way possible, right? And then you've got to be able to find them, reach them, and communicate effectively with them your story.
Yeah.
Then you need a process for they raise their hand, they get communicated with, they come in, they write to you. So all of that is marketing stuff.
Yeah.
Right? It's not clinical stuff.
Thank you for listening to Paul Goff's audio experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgoff.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul at @thepaulgoff using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.